Uncovered season, we are proud to announce our first ever Supporter of the Month award winner. For the month of October, the Supporter of the Month is Anthony from Florida, aka Ambone. We really appreciate the support that you've given us this month. Of course, the feedback and the picks of the week, of course. We definitely appreciate that. And of course, for the month of November, we're looking forward to who will step up and become the new Supporter of the Month. And we really appreciate all the support that everyone has given us. You know, just turning us on and hitting the play button. So we really appreciate that. And farewell to all of you. Another episode. It's your guys, Easy Ollie, D-Dub. It's coverage season.
Yes, sir. Another episode for y'all. And let's dive right into it. This week, we got the top five games. The top five games.
Yeah, it's going to be a decent amount of good games this week, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're just looking at some potential, you know, playoff point seeding, you know, type games, you got the Patriots and the Ravens. This is going to be a big game. It's going to be a big challenge for the Patriots. Their defense has been phenomenal. They got more touchdowns defensively than some of their best receivers in the league. You know, they've been ferocious. They've been turning the ball over. You know, great, great guys on defense. And they're going up against a fairly young in fast Baltimore offense, which, you know, likes to put up points. So it's going to be a fun game. To be quite honest, I don't think they beat the Patriots. I think the Patriots keep rolling. I think they get to you know, 8-0. And, you know, they win this game 31-14.
Hey, this is where I'm going to have to stop you in the tracks right there on the train tracks, because this is the first real team that the Patriots are actually playing. Let's not forget, you remember what happened with the Bills? You remember what early in the season? And it was 16-10, low-scoring game, something like that? This is going to be a real test for Tom Brady against a defense that is top tier. Not only their defense, but the Patriots' defense are going to go against a quarterback that has more to offer than any other quarterback that they played this season. Dual threat.
It's the Patriots, man.
Oh no, for sure. It is the Patriots. I'm definitely not downplaying them at all. But this is going to be the test. If they can go to Baltimore and win in Baltimore against a red hot Ravens offense, then we already know they're gonna steamroll straight to the Super Bowl, straight to it. And I already got the Packs going to the Super Bowl. Go Packs, go! But we're going to have to see how this game plays out. I think that this is going to be the first upset for the Patriots. And this is straight out of spite because I want to see the Patriots lose. I think the Patriots are going to lose 28-24.
I mean, we got the Patriots losing, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, man. I'm calling it out right now. And
Lamar Jackson is not going to be able to do none of that running. None of that stuff is flying, man.
We'll wait for the game. Let's wait for the game.
They don't have the receivers to compete with those corners, man. Stephon Gilmore, Jason McCourty, man, they ain't got nobody for them, man. They ain't got nobody. I mean, there's a chance Marquise, you know,
Hollywood Brown
plays, but I mean, they don't really have a chance, man. They can't compete with those guys. They're gonna get blown off the face of the planet. Tom Brady mess around, though, 4 touchdowns this game, man, in the first half. Like, that's how good this team is right now. But, I mean, I just don't see – I like the Ravens. I mean, I think they're going to win their division. I think they're going to make it to the playoffs. But the Steelers are right behind them now. The Steelers have some momentum now. So, you know, everybody was panicking at the beginning of the season about the Steelers, but they're right behind them now. So, I just don't – it's too much pressure on them. So – I think that the Patriots come out on top on this one. The next game, division game, The Cowboys, they go into MetLife Monday night.
Yeah, this
I
is
would
gonna be a
love
big
to
one.
see the Giants win.
I don't think they're gonna
I
pull out
would
of the
love
bag.
to see them win, but it's the Cowboys. I think, you know, just too much of a team for them. I think the Cowboys, I don't think it's gonna be a blowout like the first week. I think this is gonna be a closer game. I think it's gonna be like a 27-24 game going to the, you know, going the Cowboys way. Ezekiel Elliott has a good game. The Giants defense, even though they've been decent against the run the last few weeks, they've been getting torn up. You know, so it's I think, you know, it's just gonna keep going. They're hurt all over the place on defense. You know, they have been able to get some turnovers. They had a fumble and an interception last week. They've been able to get to the quarterback. You know, Marcus Golden has 6 sacks on the season, which is you know, uptick more than what he had last year. So, you know, they have bright spots on defense, but not enough to keep up with Ezekiel Elliott come this week. I think that, you know, the Cowboys needing this win, another division win, you know, to, you know, keep separation with Philly. I think they come out on top.
Well, I'm going against the grain again with this one. This is going to be the battle of the running backs again. Now that the Giants have added a nice addition to their defense of Leonard Williams, hopefully they take some of my advice and switch it up to a 4-3 instead of, you know, running their traditional 3-4. Put them in a better position to compete defensively against the Cowboys. I think it's gonna. I think Daniel Jones is. He showed leadership and character last week. You know, even though they lost, and you know it was pretty much, you know, the defense that wasn't working. He still put it on his back and said it's my fault. With that kind of leadership and character, I think that he's matured in, you know, just those last two games. It's yet to be seen how he can carry it, you know, from game to game, week to week. But I like it. I like the signs. Everybody, well, the Giants are coming back more healthy. All the starters should be 100% to go. So I think I got the Giants on top. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I got the Giants coming out on this one, 32-28.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see. Our next game of the week, the Vikings and the Chiefs. Same scenario with the Chiefs. No Pat Mahomes again. If he does end up playing, I think it's, you know, to the detriment of the team. I think he should rest and heal up properly. But I think it's going to be a tough loss for the Chiefs, man. That as bad as they've been, you know, their division is, and as, you know, bad if they played defensively the last few weeks, I think it's going to keep on going. You got a red hot Kirk Cousins coming in. You know, you got those guys, those receivers. He's been finding everybody. You know, everybody's been able to, you know, get some of, you know, type of reception at any given part during the game from Kirk Cousins. He's been that good at distributing the football. And he's going up against a shaky, shaky secondary in Kansas City. And I think they blow this one out, man. I think they win this 31-10.
Yeah, I got the Vikings coming on top on this one. As much as, you know, Moore has been filling in the shoes of Pat Mahomes to the best of his abilities. I don't think the Chiefs have enough to stop the offense or the Vikings. They've been doing it like it is nobody's business. Kirk Cousins is red hot on fire. Dalvin Cook is going to be a problem. And you also, you know, the way that he's been getting the ball to all of his receivers, and even the running backs, everyone's been touching it. Everyone's been touching it, like you said. I think the Vikings are going to win this one, and I got them winning it 38-30.
Yeah, it's going to be tough on Kansas City, man. I think, you know, they don't got enough corners to compete with the Vikings. It's, you know, I don't think it's going to feel well for them. You know, and Kirk Cousins, he's just been rolling. He's got a lot of momentum going for him, so I think he's going to keep that going. A game that's in reference to actually both of the previous games, divisions. Also, NFC North team going up against the AFC West team, the Lions and the Raiders. This is another chance for the Raiders to stay competitive and keep pace with the Kansas City Chiefs. It's become that type of season now that the Raiders is, not good of a team that they are. They're still decent and competitive, but they're able right now to keep pace with Kansas City if they come out on top. They have a chance to. The Lions just won a big game last week, a game that they needed to win to keep pace in their division. It's the same scenario again this week. They need this win. They need to keep pace with the Vikings, and they need to keep pace with Green Bay, which is getting harder and harder to do each week. I think the Raiders win a game, a big game. I had the Raiders winning last week. They let me down. I think that they make up for it this week at home. I think that they beat the Lions. I think Josh Jacobs has a great game. I think Derek Carr finds Tyrell Williams a few times for some touchdowns. And I think they end up having a big game. I think that they win this game. It's going to be tight. I think it's going to be a high scoring game because the Lions offense, they can put points up any day. So I think it's going to be a 38-35 game with the Raiders winning on a last second field goal. When it matters most, they're going to come through, they're going to kick a field goal and win the game 38-35.
Well, I got the Raiders winning this one too, but I don't got them winning on a field goal. I got them winning by one score. And to be honest, with the way that things have been happening with the Lions, I think it's still going to be status quo. I think it's going to be very close. I got them, the Raiders, winning it 32 to 24. Now, every time that the Lions have played and they've lost, it's because of something, a penalty. Or, a play that's been called back. They've always been letting it get out of their control and not taking the lead, and keeping the lead consistently early on. Now, we're gonna have to see how the Raiders will stack up against them. I think their offense has been clicking so well that they're gonna just look past the Lions, especially with some of the trade rumors that possibly have shaken up the Lions locker room with, the trade of Slay possibilities that could rattle somebody's head. That could rattle the defense real quick. But let's see how they shake it off. I got the Raiders winning this one.
And going to the next game, of course, the last game of our top five games, the Bears and the Eagles. This is a huge game for the Bears. The Bears need to win this. The Eagles need to win this, but the Bears need to win this. For Trubisky's sake, they need to win this. 2-5, that's where they're at right now. It's not the season that they envisioned when the season started. This is not where they saw themselves. This is not the team that they thought they would be, but they have issues. I said this a few weeks ago. Their biggest issue has been letting Jordan Howard go. I know David Montgomery had a big game last week, two scores, I believe, over 100 yards rushing, but they still lost. But I think that the running game has been missing from this team, and it's something that they desperately needed for Mitch to produce. And I think that if David Montgomery is your guy, give him the football. Make a decision. Tariq Cohen is an asset. He's definitely an offensive weapon. Find another way to use him. I think that, teams have been, really on them on the running the football, but they need to make a change. I think the receivers have been helpful. Robinson has played well. Miller just came up huge with a couple of big throws last week. So Taylor Gabriel has had some good games this season. He had that three touchdown effort a few weeks ago on Monday night. So it's okay. So they need to figure something out quick. The Eagles, on the other hand, they won a pretty good game against the Bills last week. They dominated them as they should have been playing all season. But I still think they come up short this week. The Eagles have been 50-50, man. You don't know what to expect from them from any given week. You don't know if they're going to be good, if they're going to be bad. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think that the Eagles come out and throw a dud, and I have the Bears winning this one. I have the Bears winning this as sort of a revenge game, 17-14.
So with that being said, I to be honest, I gotta go with the trend on the Eagles. They've been winning one, losing one, winning one, losing one. They won last week, so I'm expecting them to lose this week. The Bears, I think are looking for a way to bounce back, and I think they're gonna manage to find their way with this with this game. I don't think it's gonna be a very high scoring game. I've got it 21-17. It's gonna be close, but I think the Bears just managed to escape with by the skin of their teeth. I think Trubisky needs a lot of work. He needs a lot of work. Get him a new quarterback coach. His mechanical skills are okay. His ability to read the defense, C minus, and his decision make his deci excuse me decision making also C minus. He's been to also taking a lot of hits. The offensive line has been protecting him as well as they can. I think that during the trade deadline, before the trade deadline, they could have added a crucial piece. They could have been in the hunt to get a Nate Solder or Trent Williams and added someone to the line to really help step that up. But hey, to each his own, and I think that the Bears are going to win this, but only because of the defense. I think the Bears defense are going to step up big. I think Khalil Mack is going to come back and make a statement.
And then, of course, let's talk about top five teams right now, especially from our power rankings. I just want to go ahead and start with the Packers, man. They've been playing well. Another victory for them Sunday night. They beat Kansas City. They're now 7-1. The only team better than them in the NFC East, I mean in the NFC, excuse me, period, record-wise, is the San Francisco 49ers, and they're undefeated, and they look just as good as a competitive contender as the Packers do. But tell me what you like about the Packers so far this season, man.
So far, my favorite part of the Packers is your favorite part of the Packers. Aaron motherfucking Rodgers. Discount, double check. My man has gone on to do what Tom Brady does almost every season. With the switching of receivers, the injuries. And that's something that we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers been able to do in a while. Whenever he lost a top receiver or, assist secondary receiver, he's always had a handicap and a chip on his shoulder, still winning games here and there, but to see that he's able to switch out with his secondary and third string receivers is good. It's good to see him making those connections. And let's not forget Aaron Jones is been producing. This is the first time in a long time, like I said, since almost Eddie Lacy, that we've seen a running back keep up the production that he's been doing. And he's a dual running back threat because he can come out the backfield, he can catch those deep balls, he can go across the middle, and he can break out from the line of scrimmage, 30 plus 40 yards. So the fact that they have a running back that this skilled in the backfield to help them produce, it's a great thing for the offense. It takes a little bit off of Aaron Rodgers' shoulders. But I remember in the beginning of the season, I've been saying it, I was screaming it, I was talking about it, the dual running back threat. Now, when you got Jones lined up in the slot or lined up out wide, you got Williams in the backfield has also been productive. To see the interchanging of the running back, it is phenomenal, and I want to continue to see the success in this offensive scheme.
Yep. It's definitely going to be, something to see moving forward, and we're going to see if, they can definitely keep up with San Francisco, who right now is still undefeated. So it's going to be interesting, and keep separating themselves between the other guys in their division, with Minnesota being so close, and also Detroit. Next up on our list, of course, the defending champions, the Patriots. Undefeated, best defense in the league, by a mile. They have Tom Brady, six-time Super Bowl champion, Bill Belichick. What he got? What, nine overall rings? Belichick does, I believe. So it's talent everywhere, man. I mean, they, from the coaching staff all the way down to the players. They probably got the best water boy in the league, and the best, the best towel guy in the league. They probably got the recommended premier, everything over there. They just top notch, and they're playing like it. They've been phenomenal all season. Stephon Gilmore, I think, has been defensive player of the year so far. Julian Edelman has been balling in the games that he's played. I just think that they're overall a good team, and I don't see any weaknesses right now. I just think that they're really, really good. And I think the sky's the limit for this team this season.
Here's the thing. The Patriots would be number one because of their record. Their division already had a bye week, and they're already ahead a game everybody in their division. But they haven't had that real test yet. They're gonna have that real test this week, and we're gonna see how they fare against a true defense. I mean, early on in the season, where they played the Bills. But we didn't really know how the Bills, the story of the Bills until later on in the season. They're still competing, and I still think that they have a chance to make the playoffs. But now that we're seeing that they're going against the Ravens, with the offensive weapons that they have, and to see them go against another defense, especially with Marcus Peters added to that, it's gonna be a challenge. I want to see how it goes down. So I can't wait to see this game in Baltimore this week. But I do like the Patriots at number two, just for that reason, that reason only. If it wasn't for the schedule that they had, how light it was, they would definitely be in the number one spot.
Yeah, I agree to that sentiment as well. I think that the biggest competition that they've had, if you look at games, have been the Bills and the Giants. Those are the most competitive games that they played, and of course they won those games, by the end of the, fourth quarter. So it is going to be interesting to see as they move forward, and the competition ramps up, and see how they do. But of course, not far behind them is the San Francisco 49ers. Beginning of the season, we didn't know if they were for real. By their bye week, they didn't really play anybody. After the bye week, they've had three strong performances. Last week again against Carolina, dominant game. They scored over 50 points. They're the real deal. I really like the San Francisco 49ers. My thing with the 49ers and comparing them with the Packers, I think that at the end of the day, if the game is on the line, I will take Aaron Rodgers over their defense. That's where I see it. I think that the Packers have an elite defense, not as good as the 49ers. I think that they, are really, sound and effective. But at the end of the day, I will take, Aaron Rodgers over the defense. I like Jimmy G. I like the system that they have with the running backs. They got four running backs on that team that could tear you apart. And they will use all of them if they have to. And I think that they do a great job at play calling. Kyle Shanahan, who, you know, has kind of faded in and out of stardom over the last few years. He's like, I'm here. I'm a legit guy. You know, it wasn't a fluke in Houston. It wasn't a fluke in Washington. It wasn't a fluke in Atlanta. Like, I'm here and I'm legit and I'm real. So, you know, it's gonna be interesting to see how they move forward. Like I said, I really like them. I think that they're a very competitive contender. Defensively, they're phenomenal. But I have them at number three because I think at the end of the day, if it's the 49ers versus any of those two quarterbacks, Brady or Rodgers, I'll take Brady or Rodgers without a doubt.
No, you're right. And the reason the 49ers aren't the top aren't in the top two is because of their offense. Even though their offense, you know, they have the weapons in the running game, but consistently, you could see some of the games where they struggled offensively. It was a defense that picked it up. And like you said, I've definitely taken Aaron Rodgers over that defense any day of the week. I just won't bet against the man again. I made that mistake once, and I'm not betting against him again. He knows how to take a team and be effective late, and you know, come back and win if need be. He has that experience, and the 49ers, they don't have that yet. They don't have that late game comeback win quarterback. With Jimmy G, he's been in a system that, you know, that was behind, he was standing behind Tom Brady. So he's seen some things, but he hasn't had that in-game experience coming back late to win a game. It's been the defense that's been helping him win. That's the only reason they're the number three right now.
And I agree. You know, their schedule has gotten tougher, and they've answered every challenge. You know, and they got a number good number of veterans that, you know, are definitely helping these young guys, these young studs that they have. And I think it's definitely going to help building this team in the long run. Number four, the Saints. They're legit. I told you Sean Payton outside of Belichick is the best coach in the league. He's the best coach, one of the best coaches I've ever seen. I told you he don't mess around with that two quarterback shit. He's legit. He knows what he's about. And Drew Brees in. I told you I'll take Drew Brees at 75%. And when Drew Brees comes back to sit Bridgewater and preserve the future. And that's exactly what he did. You know, why risk it? There's no reason to risk Bridgewater now getting hurt. You get Breeze back, you plug him in. He knows the team, he knows the guys. This is his team to begin with. So you know, I think now they're just gonna keep on rolling. They got a big victory last week against the Cardinals. It started a little bit slow for him. It started a little bit slow for him, but he picked it up in the second half and he started rolling. I mean, I think it's just gonna keep on happening. For this team, I think that, you know, there's a little bit of separation right now between them and Carolina, but they, you know, are definitely going to go ahead and, you know, win out in the division.
Yeah, and lastly, you know, number to round out the top five, we got the Seahawks. They're going against the Bucks this week. The Bucks have been wishy-washy all season. You know, for them to be able to put up the amount of points they had in certain games. You know, Chris Godwin, beastly right now. You know, 47 receptions, 705 yards, and 6 TDs. Like, you know, production is crazy, but you're still losing. You got Mike Evans, Jameis Winston. He's been proving you right the whole time, and
Garbage.
I can only say that he was only doing one thing right in getting the ball to Mike Evans, but
Garbage.
he's making these decisions. Four interceptions, five interceptions. Like,
Garbage.
come on, how when are you gonna learn? But the real story is the Seahawks. The Seahawks, they did take a tough loss against the Ravens, but you're going against a team that you know defensively was great, and offensively they did put on a show. I think the Seahawks are going to be able to shake it off. I think that Chris Carson is going to be able to do his thing. I think Russell Wilson is going to bounce back. It's the first time that Russell Wilson threw an interception all season, so I don't. I think he's got some he's got some resiliency, and he can come overcome the adversity that that happened last week, especially against the Bucks. They're going to be at home in Seattle, so I don't see the Bucks going to Seattle and dethroning the Seahawks, and I see them staying right where they are, number five, and continue to trend upwards.
I really like the Seahawks. I think they're a legit team, and I think that there's still a chance for them to catch up with the Niners in the NFC West. But as we wrap up this episode, you already know, get your picks in. It's actually going to be the first picks for November. So get the picks in and let us know who you got this week. It's your guy, Easy Ollie.
It's your boy D Dubs, and don't forget to visit our pages, Instagram, Twitter, and don't forget to hit the blog, coverageseasonb.home.blog. It's been a pleasure serving y'all. It's been a pleasure to give y'all the information. Let's see you next episode.